you for joining us and welcome in to the Rabbi's Table. I am obviously not the rabbi. I am Jennifer Horn, but I'm happy to be sitting in for my friend Rabbi Michael Barclay, who continues his trip in Israel, on a tour of the Holy Land. And certainly, he's got some big news about the Maccabi Games, which he is going to fill you in on next week when he returns back to the United States. In the meantime, we thought it would be fun if we took a look back at some of our past episodes of the Rabbi's Table and showcased some of our guests talking about Israel and really how it has become the civil rights issue of our time. And we are going to go through some of the best episodes of this program, including a sit-down conversation between Rabbi Barclay and Alan Dershowitz, great legal mind, Alan Dershowitz, who will be here to talk about his religious education and the lawsuit that he filed when he was just 15 years old. He will also talk about how he's been alienated by the Democrat Party because of his support for Israel. Also, this hour, we are going to hear the interview between Dinesh D'Souza and Rabbi Michael Barclay. In this section of the interview, you are going to hear from Dinesh, and boy, this is interesting. Rabbi sets the stage as to the history of the Middle East, how the divisions took place, and Dinesh D'Souza talks about how radical Islam really can't be trusted with a two-state solution, and that they are more about ideology and philosophy than they are about politics. A really important conversation. Jonathan Toobin is also here, and he is going to be talking about Israel needing to prepare for the future, maybe without the close relationship of America. We have all seen how America has shifted a bit in our treatment of Israel, and he has that warning for us. Plus, he has a message for Israel not to succumb to dividing within the movement. So a really interesting episode. We put it all together. Some of our favorite past episodes of the Rabbi's Table, all dealing with Israel as Rabbi continues his tour there. Don't forget, you can find all of the podcasts. You can share them with your friends, and you can connect with us on social media by going to the website, therabbistable.com. That's therabbistable.com. All of the podcasts are there. All of the links to social media are there. We appreciate you sharing the show with your friends. Of course, those five-star reviews always help. And you can find the Rabbi's Table on any platform, whether that's video or audio, wherever you get your podcasts, therabbistable.com. So let's sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of The Rabbi's Table.
What if your next getaway felt like an escape to paradise? Welcome to Atlantis, where luxury meets excitement right in the heart of Northern Nevada. Step onto the casino floor and feel the energy of hundreds of slots, table games, and nonstop action. Hungry? Atlantis is home to award-winning dining, from fresh sushi and steakhouse classics to indulgent buffets and handcrafted cocktails. Need to unwind? Float into the relaxation of the spa. Soak in the indoor or outdoor pools, or simply take in the breathtaking Sierra views from your beautifully appointed room. And with world-class entertainment, shopping, and easy access to Lake Tahoe Adventure, Atlantis is more than a resort. It's the experience you've been waiting for. For reservations, call 775-825-4700. That's 775-825-4700. Or visit atlantiscasino.com, atlantiscasino.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your unique health needs? At Integrity Compounding, we go beyond the ordinary. We specialize in creating custom compounded medications for patients of all ages and even your furry friends. Whether you need solutions for pain management, sports medicine, natural hormone replacement, dermatology, veterinary care, even ivermectin, our expert pharmacists tailor every formula with precision and care. For over 25 years, we've been trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee to deliver top-tier compounded medications. All our compounds require a doctor's prescription, and we proudly serve patients and physicians across California. And with our mail order service, we're just a phone call away. Stop by Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. or give us a call at 855-826-6768. 855-826-6768. At Integrity Compounding, your health is our priority. Integrity Compounding, personalized care, better outcomes. 855-826-6768.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-716-3969. That's 800-716-3969. 800-716-3969 now, before the offer ends.
So we're here at the Rebbetish, here at the Rabbi's Table. I have to be honest that I am so honored and blessed to have this guest at our table today. And a little bit intimidated, quite honestly. Alan Dershowitz, Professor Alan Dershowitz, is what in Hebrew we call a chacham, a man of wisdom, a real man of wisdom. And it is such a pleasure. Professor Alan Dershowitz, thank you for being here. I hope I did not embarrass you in any way with that introduction, but I mean every single word that I just said.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's so nice to be called a chacham by a rabbi. Chacham means somebody who's smart. When I went to yeshiva, no rabbi would call me a chacham. There was a big debate whether I was an apikores or just a...
An apikores, for those who don't know, means someone who's totally secular and has rejected the spirituality of the world.
No, but it also means somebody who is thoughtful, intelligent, and has good answers for religious perspectives. And my rabbi said, I wasn't smart enough to be an apikores. I was just an am haaretz, which means a person of the land, but an ordinary dumb person. So I have to tell you, I graduated yeshiva high school 39th in my class of 47. So there were 8 people even dumber than me. And the principal announced that if you didn't have an 80 average, you couldn't take the state scholarship exam. And I was always good at exams. I was a terrible student. But I wanted to take the state scholarship exam. And Rabbi Zuroff said, no, you can't do it. You don't have an 80 average. So I actually, at the age of 15, filed a lawsuit to enable me to take the state scholarship. And I won the lawsuit, took the test, and won the state scholarship. So I had a state scholarship paying for my college, but I didn't have a college that would accept me because I had such bad grades from yeshiva. Finally, I took an exam and got into Brooklyn College by the skin of my teeth. And instead of finishing 39th out of 47, I finished first out of 2,500 in Brooklyn College and then first out of 175 at Yale Law School. So from worst to first in 5 or 6 years. So that's my story.
It's a great story, and it's a great illustration of who you are in terms of your own learning and your world of excelling. I have so many questions or thoughts in terms of discussing with you, and hopefully we can have time for a number of them. Some simple things to start off. You recently, you know, your whole life, you have been a huge supporter of the Democratic Party. I have often said in the last number of years, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me.
Yeah.
And from what I've read, you know, in your recent posts and your recent Substack, big part of this, you shifted because the Democratic Party has become so anti-Israel. It's been taken over by this progressive wing of Omar Tlaib, AOC, et cetera. That's just one issue. So why leave the party to become a Republican if that's the only issue? Or is there a lot more to it that made this shift for you?
You might ask that question of the 2,000 or 3,000 Jews who voted for Hitler in the 1932 election. They were in favor of his economic policies. They were in favor of his full employment policies. Why not vote for Hitler just because he was in favor of annihilating the Jews? When I think about that, I'm reminded a little bit of my former colleague at Harvard Law School, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, When she was asked how could she support candidates who were anti-Semitic, candidates who campaigned with Hassan Piker, who had swastikas on their tattoos, her answer was the same answer that the Jews gave in 1932. Well, you know, these people, they may be terrible on issues of Israel and Jews, but they're in favor of higher wages, and they're in favor of full employment, and they're in favor of some of the other socialist aspects of the left-wing democratic program. So I'm going to stick with them. No, at this point in time, at this point in history, where Israel has become the pariah of the world, where Jews are discriminated against more than any other group, the issue of Jewish civil rights is the most important civil rights issue of our age. More important than gay rights, more important than African-American rights, more important than Hispanic rights, more important than transgender rights. Jews today are the core victim of violation of civil liberties, and I am not going to abandon them. I'm going to continue to focus and prioritize this issue. Others can take care of, look, I'm still in favor of gay rights. I'm still in favor of the environment. I'm still in favor of all of those things. But there are a lot of others who can work on that. My job is to help protect the Jewish people from the Democratic Party, which is why I'm going to work very hard to see the Democrats defeated in the midterm election and defeated in the next presidential election. I do not want Elizabeth Warren to chair a committee. I do not want Senator Murphy of Connecticut, who's a virulent anti-Israel, bordering on anti-Semite senator, to run committees. I don't want that. I don't want Adam Schiff to be chairman of a committee. I don't trust him on the issue of Israel. And so I'm not a one-issue voter. I could never not support a woman's right to choose or the environment or gay rights. But by the way, I don't support many of the organizations that support gay rights. For example, I support gay rights, but many gay rights organizations are virulently anti-Israel. And so I don't support the organization. I support black rights, and I support the idea that Black Lives Matter. But I will not support the organization Black Lives Matter.
So let me ask you a question with that. So you're a Jew. You come from a rich Jewish history. And most people will hear this and say, oh, that's he's saying that because he's a Jew. But you're not saying that as a Jew. You're saying that as a seeker of justice. True?
I am. I'm saying it not only not as a Jew, but not as an American. I'm saying it as a world citizen who has devoted my life to human rights. And, you know, I spent many, many years defending the rights of other people. And I always try to live by the admonition of Hillel, Imein ani li mi li, if I'm not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am for myself alone, what am I?
So and if not now, when is the last part of the quote?
Right. And I spent most of my life defending the rights of others. Now I'm 87 years old. I'm going to devote the rest of my life, however long the good Lord gives me, I'm going to devote it to defending Jewish rights. That is the core civil liberties issue. And I invite every civil libertarian out there, whether you're a Jew, a Christian, an Arab, secular, or whatever, defend Israel. Defend Jews, oppose anti-Semitism, oppose anti-Zionism. That's the core civil rights and civil liberties issue of the age.
But, okay, you are one of the ultimate arbiters of understanding civil rights, civil liberties, free speech, et cetera. I mean, this is what you've spent your life teaching to others and experiencing and expressing. In today's world, we have this huge amount of rhetoric of this hate speech that's directed often from Islam, often from Muslim groups like CARE, but that is directed, or from influencers like Carlson, Owens, et cetera, but this hate speech that is directed at Israel and is at Jews. On the one hand, you are the ultimate civil libertarian, free speech advocate, et cetera. On the other hand, you're saying that what's going on is the ultimate right that needs to be defended. How do you intersect those two? Should free speech, should hate speech be considered free speech, or should hate speech be actually curtailed in some way as a civil libertarian, as an attorney?
It depends. If it advocates and incites directly violence, it's not protected by the First Amendment. But if it just calls for distant hatred or violence, it is. And the answer for that is not censorship, because I don't trust the government to censor. Right. The answer to that is more speech, which is why I'm devoting my time to fighting back in the court of public opinion. I've written all these books. In the last year, I wrote six books. Four of them are little pamphlets that I give out free on college campuses, the 10 big Israel lies and how to respond to them with truth. Jewish blood is no longer cheap. Trump to Harvard, go fund yourself. And Palestinianism, the newest attack on peace, human rights, and democracy. So my answer to bad speech is good speech, but not censorship.
Professor Alan Dershowitz, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us at the Rabbi's Table at the Rebetish. Chazaka Baruch, may you be strong, may you be blessed. I can't thank you enough for this time, and I look forward to continuing the conversation personally at different times and hopefully to coming out here to Los Angeles. Truly, thank you for coming. May you always be blessed, and thank you for being at the Rabbi's
thank
Table.
I appreciate it very much, and keep doing great things.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Rabbi Michael Barclay, and I'd like to invite you to a new podcast and radio show, The Rabbi's Table, a place of dialogue, not debate, a place where we can disagree without being disagreeable, as we bring together icons, experts, and leaders in politics, culture, and religion for 60 minutes each week. We have honest dialogue, even if there's disagreements. I hope you'll join us at The Rabbi's Table. You can find us on all of your podcast medium, as well as dialing #250, saying find my podcast, and asking for The Rabbi's Table to get the show right to your phone. I'll see you there for dialogue, not debate. Debate at the table.